I call myself a cultural Christian.
Holy cow. You don't want to miss this.
If I had to choose between Christianity and Islam, I'd choose Christianity every single time.
Oh!
It seems to me to be fundamentally decent religion.
Infamous atheist Richard Dawkins. A Christian? Find out right now. Well, friends, it's finally happening. People are waking up to the insanity of our modern world. And that's exactly what happened when a recent video surfaced of Richard Dawkins saying he identifies with, yes, Christianity. What? Before I address all this, do me a favor and hit that like, share, and subscribe button, and go to PastorAJ.com where you can sign up for my weekly email newsletter and become a partner of Gospel Ministries. We are completely viewer funded. Also, if this topic interests you, check out this video where I interviewed a friend of mine who did undergo an atheist to Christian transformation. Now back to Dawkins, you know, one of the leaders of the new atheists. Is he really now saying he's a Christian? Please put your thoughts in the comments because I'd love to hear your take on this one. I know this sounds insane, but watch what he says in his own words. I've got to admit, it made me laugh a little, and it's kind of an I told you so moment. Just to give you a little background on this video, this was an interview that was done on Easter Sunday, and I guess just for the fun of it, they were asking an atheist for his Easter message. But it took an interesting turn when the interviewer asked Dawkins his thoughts on what seems to be a diminishing presence of Christianity in his country.
Professor Dawkins, it's very good to have you join us to discuss whether it matters that Christianity is playing a diminishing role in national life.
Well, I must say I was slightly horrified to hear that Ramadan is being promoted instead. I do think that we are culturally a Christian country. I call myself a cultural Christian. I'm not a believer, but there's a distinction between being a believing Christian and being a cultural Christian. And so, you know, I love hymns and Christmas carols, and I sort of feel at home in the Christian ethos. I feel that we are a Christian country in that sense. It's true that statistically the number of people who actually believe in Christianity is going down, and I'm happy with that. But I would not be happy if, for example, we lost all our cathedrals and our beautiful parish churches. So I count myself a cultural Christian. I think it would matter. Certainly if we substituted any alternative religion, that would be truly dreadful.
Fascinating. Wow. It's almost like a coming of age moment. It's an aha light bulb moment for an atheist when they realize what happens when you spend years attacking the foundation of a culture. Because indeed, that's what atheism, scientific materialism, and evolution have been systematically doing, trying to overthrow the God of the Bible. Now, all of a sudden, we find ourselves in a state where, oh my goodness, all of these other religions and other cultural influences, maybe a little bit of anarchism, are raging and finding their way into our everyday lives. And now we want Christianity back. I'm going to make a prediction here and say that there are going to be a lot more people saying this in the months and years to come. Nonetheless, a little comical to hear it from the man himself, Mr. Atheist Richard Dawkins.
Which brings me to my supplementary point, which is that, as we know, church attendance is plummeting, but the erection of mosques across Europe, I think 6,000 are under construction, and there are many more, I mean, are being planned. So do you think, do you regard that as a problem? Do you think that matters?
Mm. Yes, I do, really. I mean, I have to choose my words carefully.
I mean, does anybody else see the hypocrisy here? It's like, I want all of the benefits of Christianity and a culture and a civilization that has been immersed in its principles, but I don't want Christianity itself. It's kind of funny and just a little bit hypocritical.
If I had to choose between Christianity and Islam, I choose Christianity every single time.
Oh!
It seems to me to be fundamentally decent religion in a way that I think Islam is not.
I think you're going to have to explain why you say that, Professor Dawkins. Why is Islam not decent like Christianity?
I'm not talking about individual Muslims, who of course are quite, but the doctrines of Islam, the Hadith and the Quran, it's fundamentally hostile to women, hostile to gays, and I find that I like to live in a culturally Christian country, although I do not believe a single word of the Christian faith.
Just for balance, should we say something about fundamentalist Christians who, you know, we can see abortion rights, reproductive rights being rolled back in you know, Republican states in America. So Christianity is still not without its problems when it comes to women and their rights.
Well, you didn't ask me about Christianity in America. That's a different matter entirely.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure we've got some fundamentalist Christians here too.
Well, insofar as fundamentalist Christians oppose evolution and think that the world was created 6,000 years ago, I mean, that is pernicious nonsense, of course.
You know, I'm going to comment on this in a moment, but a tremendous argument could be made that evolution, scientific materialism produced more deaths in the 20th century than any other ideology, religion, or culture in the history of the civilized world. In addition, I've spent a great deal of time in many of my other videos combating the nonsense and the, quote, science behind evolution. And I can line up PhDs, college professors, and other academics who would definitively rebut Mr. Dawkins that evolutionists own the science on the creation narrative. In fact, there's a lot of things that just don't add up when you go down that road. But I digress. And I don't want to get too off topic because the conversation we're having right now is centered around whether or not Christianity is good for a culture and is, dare I say, better for human flourishing than any other ideology out there.
Right. Well, so I think I see where you come from. I like the phrase, you're a cultural Christian. I think I'm a bit more than a cultural Christian. Would it be a good thing or a bad thing if we became a less Christian country? And just on the, you know, the foundation of this nation, with the king being the head of church and state, do you think it provides a solid foundation that we would lose something if, let's say, there was a Muslim majority?
Well, yes. I think the king, when he was Prince of Wales, was actually rather sympathetic towards Islam, and one of the problems I felt. No, I think it would be a terrible thing. And insofar as Christianity can be seen as a bulwark against Islam, I think it's a very good thing. I mean, in Africa, for example, where you have missionaries of both faiths operating, I'm on team Christian side as far as that's concerned.
To stop it. I can't take any more. Does anyone else see the irony here where you have an atheist making the case for a predominantly Christian culture and the benefits of living in it? It's really quite a sight to behold. And I got to be honest with you, I'm loving it.
It's interesting because I sort of thought that you would be more of a Hitchinite, God is not great advocate. But it's interesting to me that you see the value and the force for good of the United Kingdom having a Christian foundation.
Yes, but I must emphasise that I think that the things that Christians believe are actually nonsense.
Were you pleased that Rishi Sunak talked about Christian values in his... He said Christian values are British values in his Easter message. You seem to be on the same page.
Yes, I didn't hear that. But
that's what he said.
Yes, I suppose so. But I don't want to be misunderstood. I mean, I do think it's nonsense. But the Christian belief...
I don't think anyone's being misunderstood here. I think we're seeing this for what it actually is.
I mean, today is Easter, and of course I don't believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and I don't believe you do either. Do you?
Looks like you got a...
Do I believe that Jesus rose
there
from the dead? I mean, you're really putting me on the spot. I would like to believe he did. Yes, I mentioned the resurrection.
Different.
Does it matter, I'm going to ask you again, if Christianity is a minority religion in this country?
I think it matters from a cultural point of view.
That's a very clear answer from you, Richard Dawkins. Thank you so much for joining us. Renowned evolutionary biologist, author of The God Delusion.
So let's break this down for a minute, because of course this man did not suddenly have a revelation of faith. I mean, he says as much. Though I certainly pray for this in his future, and there will be a day at the judgment where I think he'll believe. There's something else at play here. For years, people have suggested the alleged collapse of Christianity in the West. And though I think this idea is overrated, nonetheless, Islam and anarchy are overrunning Europe. And I think things are getting a little hot under the collar for many who are waking up to the incredible freedoms they enjoy in a Christian community. This is the case with Dawkins. And oh, how telling it all is. Here's four reasons why. First of all, in my opinion, the idea of atheism is a myth. In fact, if you think about it, evolution and scientific materialism, you know, these ideas that basically our modern Western world is kind of founded upon today, they are actually just neo-paganism, or they at least set the stage for neo-paganism. And I say that because they actually come with their own mythologies about where we've come from and about where we're going. They also carry with them a sense of morality. Yes, it's starkly different from a Judeo-Christian biblical morality, but it is a morality. You know, all of the tree huggers out there and all of the people who think that it's far more wrong to take away a woman's right to choose than it is to take the life of an unborn innocent child in the womb. So yes, there is a morality involved. Yes, there is a mythology involved. And I would use the word mythology because much of what they claim isn't based on science. It is based on assumption. I also find it interesting that in today's world, paganism, yes, you heard me right, paganism has been on the rise for several decades. And honestly, I don't think it's a coincidence because when you undercut the biblical narrative and you tell people that there wasn't a global flood and God's judgment and Jesus wasn't raised from the dead, all it does is open the door for other demons to come in. In fact, if you haven't already watched my most recent video where I interviewed filmmaker Tim Mahoney, he actually brings this topic up, and I find it kind of interesting that in recent years there has been an explosion of storytelling, you know, in the last several decades, where they've come up with all kinds of new narratives and different sci-fi epics and things like that. Things that people believe will be our future, even though they are completely fictional. Now, I'm not saying I never watch Marvel movies, but what I am saying is that maybe some of this reemergence of the supernatural and superheroes and superpowers and things like that is the supernatural realm trying to break back in. It's interesting, at the very least, to see what's happening, while at the same time, the culture is pushing the one true narrative and those who believe in it into obscurity. Point number two, atheism, scientific materialism, and evolution, these are, you know, Dawkins' preeminent worldview. These items, these things, these principles are based on nothing and have no creative power. In fact, I think one of the things that we're seeing in our culture now is that they've only had the power to destroy, not to create. One of the biggest myths that people have about Christians and about people who believe in a Christian worldview, a literal interpretation of Genesis and other Bible passages, is that they're not capable of making contributions to the scientific community. And that's kind of funny because everyone before, Charles Darwin, popularized the ideals of evolution. Everyone was Christian. All the scientists were Christian. In fact, even in the 20th and 21st century, many of the people who are responsible for the innovations that we enjoy each and every day worship Jesus and the God of the Bible. So the idea that this is somehow bad for culture is not only ridiculous, but I think what Dawkins' hilarious comments reveal to us is that they may actually be essential ingredients for a civilization that seeks to produce human flourishing and scientific innovation. I don't think it's a coincidence that our God is a creative God. Point number three, atheism, evolution, and scientific materialism, Dawkins' worldview, lead nowhere except to the decay of civilization. And we saw this most notably in the 20th century, with two world wars, with the advent of communism and socialism and Nazism and other kinds of isms that created more human death than in any other time in human history, all the while saying that religion and Christianity has had a bad influence. I mean, that's the narrative that people are propagating today, right? It's that Christians are bad. It's that our book is flawed. However, I think history paints a different picture. Can't we say that the world we've inherited is in large part, regardless of your beliefs on religion and or Jesus, the culmination of an inherently Christian ideology? This ideology paved the way for what we called the scientific revolution and the Age of Enlightenment. The ability for us to have civilization and to treat all humanity, which the Bible says is made in the image of God, with respect and dignity. These were things that our country in America was founded upon. These ideas are essential for human beings to get along, to have respect, and to have dignity. And again, I know I keep coming back to this, but I'm just loving hearing an atheist admit all of this. So please realize you don't have to take my word for it. I'm not just a religious zealot. You can take this straight from the mouth of the atheist. And finally, point number four, and potentially my most biblically biased statement that I'm going to make, that is, rejecting Christianity will bring God's judgment and open the door for other religious groups to have dominance in the world. Just think for a moment about the things that an atheist is saying about his own country and community, that many mosques are being built, that he would rather live in a Christian culture. What has been happening in the West for the last 150 or 200 years? We have been systematically tearing down the things that made us great, the things that brought about our prosperity and our dominance on the world stage. Back in, about 2010, China actually did a study on why is it that Christianity seems to bring flourishing to civilizations. I think a better question might be, why is it that we're trying to destroy the very thing that made us prosperous? Nonetheless, we see these things at work every single day, and it's reached a bit of a boiling point. If you're like me, you look out there and you really get concerned at what's happening in your community, in your school systems, and you don't know what to do about it. I know what the culture needs, and the Bible tells us. The Bible gives us an answer. There is one way of salvation. There is one path. And when we look to that path, the good news is he will forgive. Jesus will heal. He is able to solve all of these problems that we're currently experiencing, and he can do it in a moment's notice. But we can't keep pushing him away. It only opens the door for other demons, other religions to come in. That's what we see happening. And that's what I don't want to happen in this country. It's hard to see that the process that's working itself out right now won't ultimately work itself all the way out, because that's what sin does. That's what a rejection of God, a culture-wide repudiation of the Bible, will do. But I know that the Lord can heal, and the Lord is willing to hear. So I want to encourage you to make that your prayer along with me, not just for our friend Mr. Dawkins, that he comes truly to see the light of Christianity, truly to see that it is Christianity and a culture based on these principles found in the Bible that have made Western civilization great, and that turning to the one true God will bring times of refreshing back again. But I want to encourage you to pray those same things for us as a people, culture-wide. If you live in some other Western nation, I want to encourage you to pray for the revival of the church, of the Bible in your nation. And I know that God is more than able to do all that we would ask of him. God bless you, my friend. And again, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. You can even send me a message if you'd like, especially if this video touched your heart in some way. I would love to hear about how you are growing in your own relationship with the Lord. So please don't hesitate to share. May God richly bless you, and I'll see you in the next video. Keep believing.